Pacific Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Maybe an early shower, otherwise mostly cloudy for tomorrow with some late day sun, highs in the upper 70s. And more sun and again around 80 Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Let's start the show. Got a good one in store for you, everybody. The next hour is yours. Call up and join the conversation with your sports takes and feelings. Get them out of your system before the weekend, and then you can just enjoy your weekend. Gotta say, you won't think of any sports, of course. We got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by sports director here at the studios, Michael Comer.
How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Tired.
Yeah,
just tired.
Let's be honest. I think the overall theme of people I've talked to today, we're all happy it's Friday. Everybody, yeah. we are sliding into home plate today. We are just getting there, skin of our teeth, and we're thankful to be here. Appreciate you being here, everybody. Thanks a lot for joining us. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring this hour, giving us a chance to hang out with you. Call up and join the conversation. Get in the game. 715-424-2600. You can call or text us through the Civic Media app as well. Looking forward to hanging out with you today. Michael and I are going to talk some Rafters. We'll get into our schedule a little bit later. I want to talk a little bit about the ways watching sports can boost your mental health. I got a little of that for you, and I actually got some science by it. It's not just me throwing stuff out there. Nobody wants to hear that. I actually have scientists, people with brains, not mine. Now, I can help you if you need Simpsons information. Anything on The Simpsons I can help you with, and a little bit of a couple of other things. But what I wanted to start with, Michael, is where I feel like we have to start, because this is something you and I were tagging pretty hard on Wednesday. For those who haven't heard, Loy Howell, the NFLPA executive director, has resigned.
Yeah.
And that was just late last night that Schefter dropped that Schefty bomb. But then we're hearing this morning and throughout the afternoon some other things coming up, like that Howell's strip club expenses have been sent to an investigator. I don't know why the investigator's investigating necessarily. I mean, this seems pretty, you shouldn't be using money for that.
It's a legitimate college fund, if you ask me.
Right. I mean, if we're talking in the 70s and 80s and stuff, sure, that's usually how you got to recruit. Allegedly. But with this guy, I mean, I don't know. I will admit that I'm making a stretch here, but not that big of a stretch. We pay his salary, those of us that buy tickets to games, jerseys, yep. NFL ticket, yep. All these things. The owners like to act like it's all their money. It's not.
Nope.
I mean, we put a lot into that, and some of that gets cycled here and here and here, and some of that gets cycled to people like him. We should care about this anyway. I think we should have a direct care about these things, along with, of course, somebody actually representing the players and not just themselves. Not in this just for those things. This is why I am always hesitant whenever, and it's not to say you bring a former player into this position, it's golden, but I'd much rather a former player than somebody like this that I just don't trust, and now we see that we are right not to.
Right. It's like same thing but different. It's my dad, he was a truck driver just from when he got back from Vietnam, and the regulations that were put forth on the truck driving world, they were put in by people that never drove a truck a day in their lives. And this is one that you're governing the players. I think that's one way to look at it. But you were never a player, so do you really have their best interest in mind?
Yeah.
And it's like, so what you just said is correct, that myself as a ticket holder,
mm-hmm.
I help pay his wages. Same with all the other owners in there when they play the Packers. I probably like $10 goes to them or whatever it mm-hmm. is. That's where, man, I had an uncle once that he was part of a union, and you got to pay your dues. And he looked into that once, and I hope you're understanding where I'm coming from with this, that he was paying the dues, and he just, hey, I'm just curious, where all do my dues go? And he got the list, and he said, wait a minute. You mean I'm going to this? This money's going to this that I wholeheartedly disagree with? I'm fun, but I can't not be part of it. And that's kind of what I'm gathering from what you're saying out of this. I hope it's not too far of a stretch.
I don't
that
think
it's,
so.
That it's, okay, you know what? I don't really care if the guy went to a strip club. I don't care.
Just spend your own money.
Yeah. I mean, now, if it's his own wages, salary, technically that is his own money. But if he's using any of those dimes from the PA and whatever it is, retirement fund, which we all know people in big spots like to take money from places they're not supposed to and put it places where they shouldn't be putting it, then I got a problem with it.
He was it's being reported by a number of different sources, including some that went to the strip club with him, that this was on basically on the clock. So that's the part that stands out to me, too, about this again. One other real quick side note. It was a 76-square-foot venue bills itself the world's largest strip club. I have no interest in strip clubs, I'll be honest with you. If I'm in that mood, the last thing I want to do is go somewhere where I can't do anything about it.
Right.
Seems very stupid to me. I just don't get it.
I get you.
But that sounds interesting. At the very least, checking it out. But not on the clock.
Right.
Not on the clock.
I don't think there's any way you can write that off as a business lunch or a business expense.
Nah, you can't get away with
that. Not even the NCAA can do that.
I don't think it's I think we're just getting into the beginning of this question. I did want to touch on this just because you were really, getting the twosome of this on Wednesday, and here we are full circle where this guy's gone. Here's hoping that they put somebody into the job that does the job.
Yep.
You know, I am all for giving people chances. That's the reason I'm in this chair right now. I didn't go to school for radio.
It's the reason why I'm here.
Right. So we're all in favor of that. But I had a little bit of a skill set walking into the gig. Like you had a skill set walking. Well, you came in with a sports brain. You came in ready to talk, ready to go. Uh-huh. You had some of the harder parts down already. I had some of the fearlessness and some of those things because I just don't care.
That's why your hands are in the air.
Yeah, right. No, it's actually, I care too much. we all do. Helped me get good at the job. When it comes to somebody in this position or any, honestly, the more positions than not, I can't think of many situations where I don't want some experience there. I'm getting to a point where I don't know if I want anybody running for office if they don't have a certain degree, if they don't have certain things going for them.
I personally do look at it as sometimes a degree is...
Man, okay, a degree is a degree. I'm talking about, do you know the three branches of government?
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about some schooling.
Okay.
Just some basic schooling. I don't mean they got to have a master's or anything like
that. Okay, I was wait a minute here.
I just want people, like, you don't get to take, I don't care if you were voted in or not, you don't get the job if you can't name me the three branches of government, if you can't tell me who's in charge of what and everything. Miss me with anything else. I don't care about as far as, how quote-unquote smart you are. That's here or there.
Right.
Just tell me you know how to do the job. That's
right.
All I know. I'm not going to a surgeon that's trying to figure it out. He's feeling this through and everything, but he has a really good feeling about it.
I get your point.
And I want somebody in charge of the players that knows what they're doing and has some experience with it. I'd like to see even not only a former player. If I didn't like him on the microphone so much, Dominic Foxworth should be doing this job and one of the only people that probably is qualified for it.
What about Marcus Spears?
Marcus Spears would be a great one. Marcus Spears would be a great one. Because you know why I'm thinking of these guys and why Marcus Spears sounds good, too? You want a bulldog. You want somebody who is going to step up for these players and not get pushed around by these billionaires.
Well, the one that would probably be good at that, but just his past transgressions, Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a big mouth, he's loud, and he knows the game. He's been a player, but... some of his past, I think, has come back, bite him in the butt.
As a side note, you'll never see him on ESPN again.
No.
You're never going to see that again.
Come on, Skip.
Those days are
Skip.
Done.
Skip.
Hey, maybe him and Skip can. Skip's got nowhere to go, so maybe him and Skip can do their thing again. I don't know.
Booger McFarlane, there's one.
Oh, yeah, that'd be another good one right there. shifting gears from football, but just going to the lower ranks, as they call it, the NCAA, though I don't know that I'd call it that necessarily anymore. There's a bit of a battle going on between the SEC and the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of that.
Trying to hammer some things out here with the college football playoff. And while it is set in stone for the 2026 season, it looks like what they're trying to do is agree on a format of doing this where they get their biggest slices of the cake.
And the Big 12 and the ACC are standing right in their way.
Yeah.
And the Big 12 is not going to move. I've been following a little bit about this.
So I admit right away that most of the teams I follow are in the Big 10, and they always have been. Yep. But growing up, my favorite team was NIU. And Northern Illinois University, out of the Mac University.
Yep.
And I've always just loved Mac football. The first games I got to go see as far as live football, not in high school, were Mac conference games.
Midweek Mac, buddy.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I love that football. I love those teams, and I love that style of play. I do admit that I come into this conversation with a little of that thought. But I'm glad you brought up the ACC, and especially the Big 12.
See, I'm a mutt. I'm three of those conferences, whether it's...
Right on.
I don't care for the SEC, but Oklahoma, Big 12, OK State, even though they are literally the redheaded stepchild. And then, of course, UW Badgers. So I mean, in those three, I side with an OK State there. Of OK, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio State, you're not any bigger, better, badder than Arizona, Colorado, OK State, Texas Tech, and still look down at, not literally look down, but on a map, I guess you could say, over to the Gainesville in Florida and Athens, Georgia, and Norman, Oklahoma, and Austin, Texas, saying, okay, yeah, you're big players, but you're not bigger, badder, and better than everybody else either. We all deserve a shot in this. Yeah, you got 16. Yeah, you got 16. We got 12, or 14, or whatever it is. Yeah, but if you want to go square mileage, I mean, cripes, they're going... Well, I mean, I don't know if you want to go that way, because I mean, the West Coast now, forget about that with the Big Ten. But they all are major, not mid-major, major conferences, major teams. I mean, K-State, I mean, granted, that's years ago, but they're a relevant force.
Yeah.
Arizona State with Scadabro last year, they almost beat Texas.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that program, Arizona State, going forward.
Yeah.
I got a lot of good feelings about that, and I think it's going to be a fun team to watch. The object of business, this is all comes down to money, of course.
Yeah, it's a business.
And wanting to expand and everything. And if they're going to look at it that way, I'll look at it that way with them. And I would like to think that they see this too. It doesn't take somebody like me with, 2 cents to mention this. But the point of business is not just to be big. It's not just to get a lot of money.
Right.
It's, one, to grow your business.
Yep.
To keep it growing, to keep it healthy, keep it alive, because business is a living organism in many ways. But it's also to not kill your business, to keep it alive.
Make it too big, too fast, and kill it.
Yes.
You can't get enough employees, especially competent employees, to run it for you.
And you're too busy trying to get all the money in the pot. You're too busy trying to...
I know a business like that.
Yeah. There's too many like this. And I'm just going to focus on college football with this, that they're going to do something similar that they're doing slowly. They don't realize it, but they're doing it more and more every year with NCAA basketball. Killing the sport by trying to be too big and too much.
72 team tournament now?
It's insane. And they're going to get to a point where the diehard fans are going to stop. They take us for granted way too dang much.
Yep.
They think we got nothing else. They think we can't do other things.
Right.
They completely forget that we have high school sports.
You're telling me, man.
We can, especially here in the Midwest, where we're just, if you took away all the pro sports, we'd feel it. I'm not saying we wouldn't, but we'll be all right. We got plenty of other things to do. Plenty of other sports to watch.
I was in Pittsville earlier today. Every Friday night that there's a home game, that is a ghost town, except for maybe, the bayou there. But anyways, that whole place is a ghost town, except for going on over by the elementary school back there.
Yeah,
man, Auburndale's the same way.
And this isn't even this isn't like, again, rocket science or that hard to figure out. If they could just get out of their own way, they would see this stuff. Mm-hmm. Even get out of their bubble. So many of the people in these making these decisions in these boardrooms or these board directors or these EPs or CEOs or anything like that are surrounded by yes men. And, yep. And don't listen to anybody else.
Right.
And they've completely lost touch with human beings.
Right.
As far as the downright fan that is going to a game or something along those lines.
Some of them, because I know like for the playoff committee, what back in the day that was a whole mess of athletic directors, current and retired. Some former NFL players, if I remember correctly. So that's where maybe they haven't forgotten what it means, but like Barry Alvarez, he was a big part of it once, correct?
So
you have someone like that Barry gets. Now you can say whatever you want about Barry Alvarez personally. I don't really care. The man could coach, and he made Wisconsin relevant.
Yeah, I love Barry Alvarez.
Oh, me too. Yeah. But at the same time, there is something to be said of blinded by the almighty dollar too. And I'm not saying that about Barry. I'm just saying that in general, you go into something with the best of intentions, like they did with that football committee of picking the best teams for the playoff, but then they lose sight of it and they're, well, more is better. No, more isn't always better.
I get mad at people doing what I just did. I wasn't trying to lump and say everybody.
Right.
My argument or my problem with it is that for 10 good people, there are 100 to 150 of them that have the negative and the wrong mind. They're not thinking of these kids. They're not thinking of the fans. And they're pushing people away from the sports, especially when it comes to college football, which is built on tradition.
It's built
on history. And if you're going to...
It is sick.
They got some of the scheduling of this college football season we are going to be diving into, and it's going to be insane when people realize, wait a minute, that game is being played at noon just because Fox wants to get try to compete with the big game day and stuff and all of that.
Oh, that's been happening for a couple of years now.
Yeah, and here it is where it's coming to a head now, where it's becoming not about sports but ratings.
Yeah,
it's just and not to say that ratings obviously haven't always been a part of things, but it didn't used to dominate so much to the point where, well, this person, Pat McAfee is a great personality, the Barstool guy, fine personalities, give them their time, let them do what they want to do. I don't need to hear. They can't break down games. I've heard them. I've heard them try to break down games.
Oh yeah. It's...
Oh, I want to go to them if they're talking off the cuff or giving a hot take or something like that. Get to that type of thing. I don't want to hear them trying to tell me certain stuff when I'd rather be hearing it from the guys that actually know what they're talking about and been doing it for years and years, not sitting there just trying to get hot takes and go viral.
I don't care
about that.
Right. I'd rather listen to Nick Saban or Urban Meyer, Bob Stoops, or Mac Brown,
guys,
any of them.
Yeah.
That even though they are out of the game, they're still close enough to the game, and their knowledge is still there that it still applies.
The difference to me between a guy like that played the game like a Desmond Howard and a guy like Pat McAfee that played the game at a very high level and was very good at it. Desmond Howard is not worried about clicks.
No.
Desmond Howard is not worried about going viral.
No.
Pat McAfee, that's always on his
mind.
That's his prerogative. And the same thing with the Barstool guy and what they're trying to do with Fox. And that, again, has nothing to do with college football to me.
I don't
care about your clicks. I don't care about you going viral.
Unfortunately, they have that at all levels. You've seen it, whether it's professional, college, and even high school. They only care about the clicks.
Yeah.
They don't care about the sport, the athlete, the school, the whatever. It's only the click.
There's way too much of that going. A lot of that, I think, is also just as guilty in many ways of hurting the sport.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not even saying I get it. I'm old, but I understand that social media, what it is, and what it means to be on there and be relevant on there.
It's a wonderful thing, but it can be horrible too.
Yeah, that there is a plus and a minus to it with this, and you got to know that line. You got to know that. I don't know that what they're going to do with this little battle between the two. But I do hope that while they're battling, one, it doesn't turn into a 16-team playoff.
It's going to.
We just got 12.
You know it's going to.
Yeah, eventually. But also, while that happens, we don't forget the other teams that help build college football, like the Big 12, ACC, the MAC, all these other
divisions. The Pac-12, I believe, is coming back, man.
College football is better suited when it is regional. And when these teams are able to play the rivals and you give it, you lean into the tradition. Don't tell me you can make new traditions when you already got perfectly good ones.
Well, that's one of the things that bothers me so much is Bedlam, you know, as far as an Oklahoma State fan.
Yeah.
That bothers me still to this day. And are both right? Yeah. Are both wrong? Yeah. I mean, Oklahoma, they went to where they were going to be challenged.
Yeah.
I do believe. They wonder where they're going to be challenged. SEC will challenge them week in, week out. The Big 12, not so much. I mean, how much does the Big 12 really challenge them when they win it 14 out of 20 years and appear in two more championship games? Okay, so how much are you really being challenged? You can still pull in huge recruits, big names, big money, but you're not being challenged on the field. Now Oklahoma State, I get where they're coming from of saying, yeah, you abandon us.
Oh yeah,
you abandoned the girl next door us for the supermodel that's going to treat you like crap.
Yep.
So okay, there's some scorn. Scorn lover, I guess, was a horrible term, but it applies here. And they're
we're
saying
also on a country station, yep. So it's okay.
Oh okay, that works. So yeah, that's right. But you know, Oklahoma State. They are upset with it, so like, you bailed on us when we weren't supposed to be split up ever. And there is some truth to that. If you aren't in another conference, we won't play you.
Oklahoma could have gone 12-13-0 in the Big 12 and destroyed every team in that conference, gone on to go to the college football playoff, win a whole national championship, and still not get the same respect if they're doing it out of the SEC.
Right.
I don't think that's fair.
No, it's not.
Some of the best football I've ever seen has been in the Big 12.
How about that matchup between Baker Mayfield and Mahomes?
I will never forget that game, man.
Unbelievable.
I just happened to be watching college football that night with my buddies, and just caught one of the greatest things I'll ever watch.
I was bellied up at Johnny's bar that night. Oh my goodness.
You can't man crab. You can't man Crabtree. That kid, man Crabtree was just amazing to watch. One of my favorite games I've ever seen. There was so much good football. There's so much good football in the Big 12. That being said, the people that are voting on this, the people that are, you know, making these judgments, these silly top 25 things before the season has even began, that kind of thing.
Yep.
They're not going to get the respect that they deserve, and that's where I feel like that's where it's not a bad idea to have some of this in place where you're at least, you have to look at them, you have to give them some respect by some of these rules.
And that's one of the things that the AP back in the day was so shot down for was the West Coast, the left coast, the West Coast, there they were not, USC was always being overlooked because everybody on the East Coast, man, when they're starting to play at 9 o'clock at night, it's midnight on the East Coast. Everybody's in bed getting ready to watch the NFL the next day. So they didn't watch the Hawaiis and the UCLAs, USC, Washington, Oregon. They weren't watching them, or someone in the Southwest like Arizona. They weren't watching them. They were too busy with their own lives. Nowadays, you do have to watch them. And also that move from that coast there into the Big Ten, that forced them to play earlier.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good thing, too.
They miss some great football.
They
did some great jerseys too. Some great jerseys.
Oh, Oregon's.
Oregon, Hawaii. I loved Hawaii.
Oh yeah,
stuff,
yeah. The
man.
Dark green.
Oh,
yeah,
some good stuff.
Dark green and black.
Before we go to break, ESPN, I want to make sure who everybody can blame here for this. ESPN's Bill Connolly put out a list of looking at the Big Ten and how he thinks teams are going to play out because, of course, nobody's played a game yet. Nobody.
Yeah, why not?
They're not even through their, not even through training camps or anything like that. But let's go ahead and put out a list of how we think that's going to go. So this could just be thrown in his face in like 2 months from now.
Yeah.
But he's got Oregon and Penn State, Indiana and Ohio State at the top of the conference.
Indiana, really? They lost everybody.
Yeah, I was a little surprised to see that. I feel like either he knows something we don't, or we know something he doesn't. Because I don't see.
If I know it, if I know it,
yeah.
Come on.
He's got Wisconsin finishing 12th or 13th, I believe 13th in the conference here.
That could be. It could be right.
I. So I. I don't disagree. I don't know necessarily that I got Wisconsin as a playoff team.
No.
I do think that they are going to be a little bit better this year than they have been in years past.
I hope so.
I think they will be good enough for Fickell to not only keep his job, but to want to stay at the job and to build off of this year. I don't think he's going anywhere. This is a guy who's brought his family to Wisconsin, likes it here, and I think is starting to get the idea of what it is to be a Badger and what it is to be here. They got rid of the air raid offense. They brought in much more
going different. Back to the Barry Ball.
Yeah, and I think he's starting to especially here's some going back to our guy Barry there. Barry believes in this guy. Barry doesn't want this guy leaving Madison. Barry believes not only those things, but McIntosh, the GM, believes this. And this season would have to go incredibly off the rails for him not to keep the job.
Well, the question is...
But his seat is still hot. I'm not saying his seat isn't hot.
The question is, sure, Alvarez and McIntosh are both sitting there saying, his job is safe. It doesn't matter. He's a guy. They miss a bowl game for the second year in a row, the donors might not feel that way. And who has more pull? Right. Those two or the donors, where the money is. Buddy, he might be gone after this year. And if not, he's going to have a very, very hot seat. And it's going to be a very, very short leash. And if they stumble out of the gate next year in 2026, he might not make it through the whole season.
I don't disagree with a word of that and everything. And I was going to lead into the bankers. I was going to call them the donors is another way to put it.
You're not wrong either way.
But the bank, the donors, what have you. They made this decision with the rest of the front office, if you will. We are not far removed from this guy being the most sought-after coach in all of college football.
I know.
They were going to get rid of there were about 18 teams that were going to get rid of their coach when they found out this guy was even on the market. His recruiting has not died. His ability to reach these players has not died.
Nope.
I don't think that after 4 years it is so hard to find a good coach.
Yep.
Wisconsin's been trying to since Barry. They have not really. You can go ahead and mention,
Bielema.
Bielema was a good coach. Bielema was a good coach.
Yeah, he was all right.
I'm not saying a great coach.
I think Paul Christ wasn't bad either.
Paul Christ was a good coach too, and thank you for that. I did. I skated past Paul Christ, and I did like.
But Gary Johnson out of Utah State.
My God, some of these guys, and you got to be careful. You get rid of this guy. Are you bringing in another Gary Johnson? Are you bringing in just a quick name to try a quick fix or something that you think is going to work that isn't going
to
work?
Well, it was Mike Holmgren to Ray Rhodes to Mike Sherman. Was Ray Rhodes the right guy? Well, he went 8-8. I don't think he was given a fair shake. But,
I didn't think
either way, the point is.
But I agree.
If the donors ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, and you're going to have yourself a new coach.
I think that's going to be one of the biggest storylines going into the college football season, not just locally here, but nationally.
We need to write these down here.
Yeah, we do. We need one of you guys out there to do it, or I guess we'll get to it. I think as we're getting closer to the actual season, we'll start hammering some of those things down. Just like as we're going to break, Michael, I wanted to touch on one other thing to the audience that Michael and I have been kind of working on behind the scenes here a little bit. We'd like to do a fantasy sports show and kind of kick it off, a fantasy sports segment, I should say. If it's popular, if it does well, maybe it'll turn into its own show. We'll see. The Jeffersons got too big for All in the Family, had to spin off, do their own show.
They moved on up, man.
Moved on up. Maybe the fantasy thing that we do will also. But it is one of the... So when I first started thinking about this, back when this show was Coffee and Sports, and I just got here, we're talking about 8-9 years ago. Fantasy sports at the time was the second most growing business in the country, in the world in many ways. This was 9 years ago, at least 7-8 years before legalized gambling and where we are now.
Yeah.
And guess where fantasy sports is? Still the number two growing business in all of businesses. If you want to buy stock in something, fantasy sports is one of the more safer things to do.
Yeah, it is.
It's only gotten more stronger with all of that. So Michael and I are going to be touching on that. I'd love to know what you guys think of that and how if you'd like to interact with it with us, let us know, because I think that there's a lot of meat on that bone, and we're going to have some fun getting into that. We'll be doing that a little closer to the football season. I think that'll that'll be where we premiere a lot of those things, and we get to hammer out a lot of the things behind the scenes. We will touch on a little bit of NFL football. We got some Rafters to talk as well, and plenty more for you. Got a story of the show for you I want to get to as well. All that coming up along with our schedule, and hopefully your calls, 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. Playmakers, we speak sport.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to Legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball!
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Maybe an early shower, otherwise mostly cloudy for tomorrow with some late-day sun, highs in the upper 70s. And more sun and again around 80 Sunday. Right now it's 76.
Welcome back to Playmakers, everybody. Friday night show. We hope you are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Michael and James behind the microphones. Join us. Get in the batter's box. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Your sports takes and feelings. Correct us on all the things we get wrong.
Well, correct James.
yes, absolutely. Yeah, please do. Everybody can play my mom for a second and just correct me on things.
And any female in our lives.
Pretty much. Mostly people in my life. I want to talk a little more NFL with you in a second here, Michael.
Of course.
First up, I do want to touch on our schedule. We got Rafter Baseball back. MLB is back. Very excited about that. The season, the second
it's
half
late
of these
night.
Seasons.
Late night this tonight.
Yeah, Rafters are in action on 97.5 FM WFHR at 6:20. Check out the Rafters as they host Madison. Same time tomorrow. Same team. Same place. Same bat channel. You can 6:20 Rafters hosting Madison again, and then the Boys of Summer spending Sunday in Green Bay taking on the Rockers at 12:50. Monday be back home hosting Green Bay at 6:20. We'll be covering all of these games for you. And, of course, you can catch all those games at the home of Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM WFHR. Check that out, everybody. Do want to welcome everybody to town that is visiting for the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Tournament.
Well, that's a good time there, man.
So much of my youth being spent over there at Lake Wazeach and those beautiful red sands.
Hopefully we can avoid it without our traditional storm on this weekend. Yeah. Knock on wood.
And hoping to piggyback on that, hoping everybody has a safe, fun weekend out there. Enjoy yourselves. And let's make sure to anybody coming to town, or treat them good. Make them want to come back, spend more of their money,
help
out our economy, all of the above, and enjoy yourself. And a special shout out to all the volunteers, all the people working their tails off, and our water ski show teams. We're rooting out for them, wishing them well. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. We'll get Rafter's promotion. That's what I wanted to touch on, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They got a team poster giveaway going on tonight.
Yeah, the second half picture, I believe.
Yeah. Tomorrow night will be the motorcycle show. Go ahead and check that out. And when they come back on Monday, Military Appreciation Night, baseball bingo, and that week they'll also have the baseball card giveaway. And a handful of giveaways still going on with the Rafters. Get your tickets and find out more at northwoodsleague.com. Get on over there, everybody. Taking a look at the NFL, looking at the tea leaves and them looking at the that mirror ball and trying to figure out what's going to happen.
Kind of like that Conan O'Brien scene in the year 2000.
One of my favorite sketches ever.
Those are so good.
God, they were so good. One of the things that I'm seeing more and more people talking about is the just like the Houston Texans going into last year, who is the darling, and it is the Washington Commanders.
Yes.
A lot of people are very high on them.
Yes.
Especially, and this was kind of before this, but especially after Von Miller just signed there.
Yeah, they're loading for Bear, man. I mean, not the Bears, but they're ready to make a run.
Got a really nice mix on that team of young and old, where you've got on that defensive side Bobby Wagner and Von Miller, and that's just those two. But, I mean, I think they're both Hall of Famers.
Right.
But
Ertz, Biadasz. I mean, you picked up a couple other old linemen. You got scary Terry McLaurin there.
I think you've also, on the AFC side, you've got the Buffalo Bills gaining momentum and bringing in the Bosa and some of those things. So a lot of people are excited about that team and what they're doing, too. So just some of the talking points, some of the things that people are getting into. I mean, I don't know. I'll say this. I don't want people talking about my team. I don't like that. I don't feel like that usually ends well. A la the Houston Texans last year. I don't know that. It's not to say they don't know what they're talking about. It's just that, man, it's so hard to fill 24 hours of talk. And you got to do it like every day, Monday through Friday, and you got to have the hot takes, and you got to go viral. And I feel like a lot of the time, that's what they're leaning into, not so much knowledge, not so much.
It's the clicks, man.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see what happens with any of that. But I am excited to see these teams be relevant. I am excited for teams that not your traditional teams, but I'll say also, I want to see these teams like Kansas City fight these teams off and try to stay
see
relevant.
If they can.
Yeah, yeah.
Which Bengals team are we getting this year? The one that can compete for a Super Bowl, or the one that competes with a wet paper sack? Which one is it?
I love seeing Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase play football. I have since they were at LSU.
Oh, yeah?
I really, really enjoy that tandem. It may be my favorite tag team in football. But yeah, I mean, will we see them in October? Off season? Or I'm sorry, in the playoffs? Or will they just be done in the regular season? I don't know.
Right.
With that defense, it's hard to say.
Well, the same could be said for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
With all the additions and the signing they just made there. I mean, they just brought Mr. Watt back, so I believe. So, man, Pittsburgh's loading for Bear as well. But they got to do something to compete with Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I don't think in all of football anybody has a more hotter seat possibly than the Baltimore Ravens organization.
Yeah, you have so much and you haven't won anything.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
Well, Buffalo could be said too, buddy.
I think if it wasn't for Baltimore, Buffalo would be right there. I think Buffalo gets away with them not being as much of a talked about as much, even though they are right there. Again, if it wasn't for Baltimore, Buffalo would be the one that they'd be talking about as most.
Maybe Cincinnati would be factoring into that too. I mean, all teams we've talked about.
Yeah. I will say something. I was talking. I had Terry Johnson co-hosting with me on the morning show, and Terry, CEO of the United Way, and somebody as much as I love teasing her, I also love learning from her and look at her very highly, and a very smart brain, including a lot of things that I don't think everybody would know about. Terry loves football. She knows her stuff. And I was talking with her a little bit today, and I realized something in talking with a current Packer fan, of course, Terry is, but I don't know if she's an Aaron Rodgers fan or not. I hope that he can walk the line this season. and do just do the job. You know, be the guy. Yeah, I'm not saying not talking
Don't
at all.
Don't be spectacular. Just be you.
I would love to see his final season just be about football.
Yeah,
and seeing a guy who is one of the smartest guys to ever play the game.
Oh, yeah.
And use that brain, lean into that brain. I think more times than not, yeah, for every player I enjoy, you know what made Barry Sanders great? Yes, he could stop on a dime. Yeah, he could flip around and do all these things. That was Barry's brain telling him to do that. His brain for football, his brain for improv and football. What makes Patrick Mahomes one of the greats is not so much his skill set. It's his improv ability. And it's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is incredibly talented at his peak and could play outside the box, maybe better than any quarterback we've ever seen. But it was his ability to improv, his creativity, that made him unique and made him one of the all-time greats. And that hasn't aged.
Peak 90s Brett Favre was the same way, man.
That, yes. Oh, 100%.
I wasn't taking that as taken away from him. But I'm playing this in my head when I was a kid.
Any chance to talk about the gunslinger, I'm all right
with. Yeah.
when it comes to that, and I'm only talking about football here. I ain't talking about these people off the court. I ain't talking about any of that stuff. I mean, on the field, as somebody who loves football, I just want to see these guys one more year, give it one more go, one last run. You know, hey, this is our last job, and then we can retire after this. That whole heist movie. I want that heist movie, and I want Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers to have a good season. I don't care.
Make
if they
some
go to
noise.
The, yeah. I just
Hopefully
want to see
they it. Lose when they play Green Bay and they beat everybody else.
I'm one of these guys. I want 32 good teams. I don't want bad teams. I don't want to see bad football. No. I got no interest when it comes to my team playing my heated rival. I don't want to see the backups out there. I want to beat them, and I want to beat the starters. I don't want excuses. I don't want anything like that. So to me, if there's 32 good teams, there are no excuses. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to play their best football, which means the best football for us fans.
Yeah,
I'm hoping for that out of the Pittsburgh run here for him, only because I want football.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to say I honestly don't care much about Aaron Rodgers left or right. As far as I wish him well, I don't wish him ill, but I don't really. It's not gonna it's not something I think about on my off time or anything like that.
No,
as far as football goes, I want to see one of the greats go down swinging. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
I'm also hoping for that with a couple of other players that are going into their final seasons that aren't being talked about as much. But it's looking, the guys I just got done mentioning, a Bobby Wagner, a Von Miller. I don't know if they're playing
getting long
in
the tooth.
Yep. Yeah. So I'd like to see them go out on top. I'd like to see them go out swinging. I think that is going to make for an interesting NFL season as well.
Oh, it will.
I think that one of the, certainly not here in state, of course, but one of the things that is going to be coming a more and more talking point going forward, because Green Bay is probably not going to go undefeated. And that's not against Green Bay.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a hot take here. I don't think any team is going undefeated. So with that, when there's going to be ups and downs for all of these teams, and with Green Bay, when those downs happen, I'm curious to see where people go with the narrative and where things are with that. Because one of the things that we heard towards the end of the season right there that died out in the off season was how safe Matt LaFleur's job is.
Yep.
And where him and that coaching staff are going forward. Now, I personally think that, again, going back to Luke Fickell, be careful what you wish for because you don't know what else is out there. And I don't know who you're bringing in that you think could be better than this guy.
No, that's absolutely right. And that's one thing that we've talked about already is Ed Policy's already made it clear about how he feels about Gutekunst and LaFleur, about their contracts and this and that. And it's the way I've understood it, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I didn't understand it correctly, it's got to put up or shut up. You can't regress. You got to be competitive at a minimum, and you got to be into that chase for a division title the last couple weeks. And I mean, this is what I'm getting out of it, because if things aren't panning out and we, as in the Packers, are stagnant, maybe just a clip a little bit better than last year, their jobs might not be safe. And is that one way of him trying to put his own stamp on the team? Maybe. Maybe because he does have a better plan? Maybe. But is it because he's trying to put a stamp on the team to into health consequences? Maybe. You never know, because I mean, you got to have an ego in any of this, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, and I don't know Ed Pulse. I think he's going to do well personally, but at the same time, is he shrewd like a Ted Thompson? Is he shrewd like a
coming Gutekunst? From the family? I mean, he is. If he is going to be like his relatives and everything, I would say that yeah, he is a business first kind of guy. Mm-hmm. They got a real good piece there, a guy who really knows football and comes from a real football family. I think that they one of the stories that has not been reported enough nationally is him taking over this position and what that means for the future of Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I mean, I truly don't know what it means.
I think it's just as somebody outsider looking in, I think it's a positive. I think this guy, you got a great one there, and boy, you really getting somebody. I think in some ways, and this is not a shot at Gutekunst, I think that there was some luck involved with him working out.
Yeah,
that is not about him and his football smarts or brains, and he certainly deserved the job. But when you hire from within, there's always a little luck involved when it works out.
Yep.
And there's usually some bad luck when it doesn't. With this guy, this seems like a business move and a guy who really knows this sport and has grown up in this sport, understands the game better than I ever will. So I feel like you got a good one there. But two, that what you're saying, two really important key things I think you said there, man. One, him wanting to put his own stamp on this. Every person that comes into that job does at every franchise in all of sports. They want to put they got to show, hey, I'm working. Look, boss, I'm working. They all got to do that. And some of that is good, some of it is bad. When it comes to the heat under these guys' seats, if I'm a coach, that brings out the best in me. And while I don't think anybody plays great with an owner looking over their shoulder necessarily, I do think that you do a little bit better when you know that there is some competition. And I do think that you do better when you are not just being, okay, you know what, you're safe. You got nothing to worry about. I don't know that where the balance there is necessarily, but I don't think
there is a balance.
I think that you got to find it. If you're good at the job, you have to find it.
Some semblance of it.
Because you're no good as standing pat. And one thing for darn sure, Green Bay wants to stay where they have been for almost 20-some years and being relevant at the top of the NFC North.
Yep.
And that it's been a long, long time since they've had to worry about that. It's been a long time.
Early 90s.
Since you had to worry about that with the three other teams. Now, one team, two teams, sure, but not all three. And right now, as it stands, you've got everybody that has a brain in football that has a microphone in front of their face telling you, well, I could see all four of these teams and all four of them possibly making it, or at least three of them making it and stuff. One thing you can take for sure, they may not know what they're talking about, but one thing is overall sure, all four teams are good. All four teams are going to compete. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we have four playoff teams. I don't know if we have four teams that are going to finish 500. But every one of them are going to knock you in the mouth. Every one of them are going to come to play.
Yep.
The rebuilding is done. It's put up or shut up time for all of these teams. All of these, and nobody has any excuses anymore. J.J. McCarthy is a rookie. He has a year under his belt. He has a team that is built to win. Caleb Williams is in his second year, and it is put up or shut up time. The same thing, obviously, Jared Goff is closer to the end than the beginning.
Right.
And Detroit, they are in that small, that window is so close to being shut for them.
Well,
it
may be shut because you lost your coordinators.
It might be.
And because they, Ben Johnson, I forget what the defensive coordinator, my apologies
Aaron
on that.
Glenn.
Yep, Aaron Glenn. They may have been,
because
I've said this before. I like Dan Campbell as a motivator because he was a player. He was a hard-nosed, blue-collar, rough player.
Yeah,
and so you respect the man because of what he's been through.
Yeah.
He was there when they were 0-16. He knows when Detroit was detoilet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And arguably they still are, but that's neither here nor there. But he has those guys back. But we've also seen him. How many meathead, bonehead decisions he makes in game management that if it wasn't for Goff or Gibbs or his coordinators maybe ignoring whatever game plan. There's probably some ignoring there. Ben Johnson's guy's brilliant offensively. That, hey, maybe we do it this and ask for, it's easier to ask for forgiveness if it works. And I wonder how much some of that was. Because, I mean, look at the NFC title game against San Fran. It was greed that did it. Yeah. And then how many fake punts did he execute through the season? Because that game was their Super Bowl. But yet when they had the chance to get another step to it against the commies there, then the divisional round, he blew it. The players on the field blew it as well.
Yeah,
because he started getting greedy when they were making the comeback, and it just did not work, if I remember correctly, on that game. So, man, how much of it was the coordinators making up for Dan Campbell's issues? I don't know. And then what? How much of it is Jordan Love going to be growing again? How much of it is are they going to be able to overcome the receiver issues that they will have? How much of it is LaFleur really being the guy, even though it's – I don't know how we can even argue whether he's a guy or not, because the man has been in the playoffs all but two seasons that he's been in coaching Green Bay.
I don't know who's – I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know who's going to make it to the playoffs,
no
who's
way.
Going to win the division or anything like that. But I will say one thing I am confident in, everybody's good.
We're going to see some good games.
Yeah, we got four good teams in our division, and not everybody can say that. We got four very competitive teams in our division, and not everybody can say that. And we have four teams that have no more excuses.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses for any of these teams. Everybody, whatever happens in this season, they got to own it. I don't want to hear injuries. I don't want to hear clock mismanagement or the refs were against me, any of this stuff. All four teams got to produce, and I really, really would love to see one of our four teams in the Super Bowl. I would love to see an NFC North team in the Super Bowl and remind this whole entire league where football began. Where it began and the real football is still being played, in my opinion.
Okay, I was about to say, well, that eliminates three teams when you said where football began.
Well, I'm telling you, man.
I got you.
You don't have football without Chicago or without Decatur. I'll tell you that. You don't have football in the NFL. You know, it's nowhere. The game does not happen without the Packers and the Bears.
Right.
You don't get anywhere without, but that they needed each other. The Acme Packers were not going to. With just the Acme Packers, you have no NFL. With just one team.
Right.
You're not getting anywhere. You need your rivals, and you need players that are willing to be all in, like those old players. I'm just thinking about some of the old players. I think maybe nothing against modern players, but the greatest names in football
Johnny
history.
Johnny Blood McNally.
All going back. Bronco Nagurski. That's a football name.
The Golden Boy.
Oh, God, yeah. Those are the names. We're going to take a timeout. During the timeout, Michael and I will be just talking about old football names. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show for the week. Playmakers here at WIRI.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Maybe an early shower, otherwise mostly cloudy for tomorrow with some late day sun, highs in the upper 70s. And more sun and again around 80 Sunday. Right now it's 76.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Michael and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Wrapping up the show for the week. We'll be back at it next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4 to 5, taking your sports calls and takes and feelings. We're able to do it thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up, or from Quality Pulse Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Them too, why not?
From the Ground Up, a shout out to them for sponsoring our sunrise show, our morning show. We appreciate them. I had a couple places to go, but Michael, you brought something up during the break that I think is worth touching on, especially since it is happening, you know, real soon here, the WNBA All-Star Weekend. It's a shame that with the rise of women's sports and athletics and the eyeballs coming to it, that their Michael Jordan right now is not able to play in Caitlin Clark. I will say real quickly two things. There's a lot of us talking about this sport that are not watching the sport.
Right.
And if you are not taking in games, shut up.
Right.
Shut up. I know that's not PC. I know that's not how we're supposed to talk. No, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about, and you're setting the sport back.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark wants to be treated like an actual WNBA player.
Yep.
She doesn't want special treatment.
Nope.
She doesn't need it. She's a grown woman that has the handles of Pete Maravich. She's okay. She doesn't need a bunch of men looking out for her or anything like that. On the other side of this, the WNBA also has to keep an eye on this and watch what's happening with her, because whether it's right or not, whether it is fair or not, she is the reason people are watching these games.
Yes.
It's not the reason they should be. They should be because the game is damn good. These players are amazing. They're playing great basketball. And
Janelle McCarville, man.
And there's so many. We don't have enough time to talk about all the great players in the WNBA that are just as good, if not better, than Caitlin Clark. But she's what brings eyeballs to the sport.
Yep.
And just like the NBA started the maneuver rules around for Michael, which as a Bulls fan, I can admit and I can talk about, and I saw it happening when it was going on. Just like the NBA did things around LeBron, no, the crab walk. There is no more dribbling in basketball.
Right.
They've pretty much gotten rid of that for LeBron James. any of these things. I'm not saying any of this is right, but whether I agree with it or not, what happened? Ratings through the roof. Ratings through the roof.
Yep.
You have to keep an eye on these things.
Right. My quick point on that is she's a cash cow right now. And until, I mean, there's some very good players out there, Ionescu, Stewart, you know, just name them. Very good ball players. She's the one that people are watching. And that injury that's keeping her from the three-point shot and the game, that's a lingering injury. It's a groin injury. It's one that we both know as former athletes. Those stick around.
And
for her, it's the reason why she got it. Some of those hard fouls, some of those flagrants, some of those intentionals. And it's, I wish, and I'm really trying to clean up my words here, that I wish they were, some of these people were intelligent enough. And I'm sure they're not, I'm not calling them stupid, but intelligent enough to realize if you knock your cash cow out of the game, end that career early because you don't like that she's better than you, man, that's a whole another level.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, and you know, how much of it is, why are they paying attention to her when my game is that much better? Or I've been in the league for 8-9 years and nobody's paid attention to this sport.
Well, then let
like
your
this.
Play do it, not knocking someone out.
You know, I empathize with any of those feelings and all of those thoughts. And at the end of the day, you are a grown adult and you understand the world and how it works.
Yep.
And is it about you or is it about growing the sport? And look, this person's helping grow the sport.
That's more important to me.
It's got to be about tomorrow. It can't just be about me and me getting a shoe deal or something like that, or me getting more attention on SportsCenter or something. In a perfect world, I agree with you. You should have that. But we are all adults here, and we know what brings people to the game. And right now, this young lady is bringing people to the game. Again, she wants to be treated like a regular player. You treat her like a regular player. Regular players, you don't do dirty plays.
Right.
Regular players, you don't just look for any excuse to put an album elbow in her eye socket. That's not growing the game.
Right.
That's not helping the game. No different than when I saw some of the Pistons plays on Jordan that doesn't help the game. I am okay with rough play.
Yes.
I am an 80s kid. I understand rough basketball.
I grew up on the West Side, man. And I know.
there's a difference of that of basketball and dirty. Like, and you can't have that. You can, especially towards the person that is bringing the eyeballs to the sport.
Right.
And if I'm as somebody who very seldom has anybody come to see any of my acting because I'm in it. You know what? To me, that means, all right, I'm going to make them. They may not come to see me, but they're going to remember me. They're going to remember when they leave. I'm going to give them something to remember. I'm going to make sure that they may have came to see this actor. They're leaving remembering this one.
Darn right, man.
Give them something to remember. That's what should be bringing out the competitor in you. Not looking for an opportunity to trip or to throw an elbow, an illegal elbow or an illegal pick or something like that. Bring your A game. Show them what they've been missing. Show them how much better you are.
I'm glad we've had a chance to talk about this because it's been bothering me for the last couple days.
I hear you on it too, and again I get really bent out of shape with so many of these talking heads on the major networks that haven't watched more than 2 seconds of WNBA basketball or anything, but they can't wait to talk about it because again they need to fill time. They're not smart enough or creative enough to actually fill the time well. Are we?
Okay.
That's right. We try to be.
How about the Packers? Yeah.
We will be back at it next week. A quick reminder that, again, Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM at 6:20. Check out the boys this summer as they host the Madison Mallards tonight. Michael, great show.
Hey, you too, buddy.
You guys have a great weekend.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I'm happy to be here with you on this Friday evening. I hope you all are well. We made it. It's Friday. Let's kick the show off with Rodney Atkins.
Through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his